At ATIA 2010, this is Michael Law for Serotalk, and I caught up with Michael Jones from Level Star. Find out what's new with you guys.
Well, let's see. We released new software in October, and so we made some changes to how we do some of the applications that have been around for a while. The tuner has gotten better now. We have an internet radio tuner, which now is an independent application, runs all by itself. And what that helps us with is you can, if you come across a stream while you're browsing on the icon, you say, oh, that's a kind of a neat sounding stream. And so you start the stream and it brings up the tuner, and that allows you then to set a preset so you don't have to browse the web for that same station anymore if you don't want to.
What's the back end of, like, Shoutcast that I believe you said last
Shoutcast
year?
Shoutcast is the main one. I can't remember if there's another one. There might be another one too now, but there's all kind of stations for this thing. And like I said, now that you can browse the web, you can find your own as long as it's an MP3 stream. You know, off you go and just listen to whatever you want to.
So what else have you added? What do you actually call it? Was that 2.0, or what do you call the version number of
the
software?
We are now at 2.1.134. A lot of what went into that one is we had to do some work in the hardware side of things to improve the hardware a bit to with our manufacturing processes, all that kind of stuff. And to do that, we had to actually change the underlying operating system, the Linux version underneath. So we had to, the 2.1, along with a few new things, it also basically just upgraded the Linux version underneath. Most people don't see that part, but that was a big reason we came out with the 2.1 version.
So, like, stability, speed, I mean, what were the motivations there?
One of the changes that most people will notice, is that we now support 802.11g for our Wi-Fi, where we only used to be able to support B. We still don't support N. But we're getting there. You know, we're working our way forward. So
exactly.
And that's been kind of a nice change. We're now up to 60 gigabyte hard drives, and that, you know, that's kind of a floating number because as the technology changes that we buy those off the shelf, and so they, you know, discontinue this one and come out with this one, and so as they do that, we have to change with them. And that was the primary reason for the module too. The Wi-Fi module was that the old ones weren't available anymore, so we had to go out and find new ones and make it work.
So any other features aside from the radio? What else have you added? 2.1.3.4?
At 2.0, what was the previous one? Was 2.0.4.1. We did a lot of work in the calculator, and that's continued as well. We now have a scientific calculator, where we used to just have kind of a basic one you could add and subtract and do those sorts of things. But now we actually can, you can do all sorts of tangents and all kind of things. I can't even remember them all, but there's all kind of stuff for kids that are in the college and possibly even work too, but especially for kids that are going through college math classes, the icon now can be their calculator.
A truly scientific calculator,
Yep. And if you want to, you can even write your own things to feed into the calculator. So we let people do that as well.
Well, very good. So for folks who just have never heard of the icon, we have to assume that that's possible. Give an overview of what all this device does.
This device, right out of the box, comes preloaded with, like I said, a 60 gigabyte hard drive, built-in wireless, built-in Bluetooth, and so what that gives you is the ability to then browse the web with this device, check your email, download RSS, news and podcasts. And since we're on Serotalk, they built
That's right, we have our SAMNet.
SAMNet
content to describe movies, over 2,100 of them. Plus,
works right on this device too. And you can download those movies directly to this device. You don't have to go to your PC and log in, get the movie. You can do it that way, but you don't have to. You log in with this device, go out and grab it. It's right there, ready to go. We can do that with NLS Books as well and Bookshare.org.
Anything on the RFPD front? Looks like they've added some vendors.
We are hoping to have that sooner rather than later. The software is ready. We're working with them to get it to the way they want it to be, and so hopefully not too much longer for that to happen.
And your NLS support is, it works directly, right? It grabs, it sees the zip file and extracts it and loads the book.
Right. You go to the Bard website, find the book you want to go get, download it, it knows how to unpack it. All you have to do is read it.
Okay, what is the price for the Icon?
The Icon is $13.95, and that's for the handheld part. What I didn't mention before is that it's a two-part system. We have the handheld, which is 3.5 inches by 5 inches, weighs in just under 8 ounces. And then we have the docking station that the Icon slides into, gives you a full-size keyboard, longer battery life, and another neat feature for folks is an Ethernet connection with an actual physical cable in case you don't have wireless. And if you buy the two of them together, it's $19.95.
Okay, very good. Give your contact information so folks can pursue this further.
Absolutely. You can check levelstar.com and find all the information there. There's a tutorial there that will take you through every application on the device. You can also call me at 800-315-2305 and then option number one for sales.
Great. Michael Jones, LevelStar. Thank you very much, sir.
You betcha.
Live from ATIA 2010 for Sarah Talk and SamNet Radio, this is Michael Loft.